Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Epic Dice Tower Defense. And I have some team members part of the game with me. I have Sam and Ren with me. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
It's good.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Sounds fun.
Well, good. I know that having a Kickstarter, and not to mention probably other things that you do, that you are busy men. So I appreciate taking time out of your schedule.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Awesome. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for the game, and then we'll go for there.
Sure, Ren, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I'm the one that came up with the kind of the original concept of the game, kind of like the base mechanics. And then me and Mason were roommates at the time, and what happened was I just kind of came up with the ideas over like a couple weeks, and we started trying to test out the game and playing it. Then we went to Sam Coates, and then we kind of just started developing the game from that point, and it just kind of became what it is today from that point.
So
awesome.
So I'm the head of Potluck Games, and when I had finished doing Dungeon Dice, we got together, Mason, Ren, and I were all friends, and we decided we would each design a tower defense dice game, and then we'd run with the one that was the best. And I would say Ren's was clearly the best. It was it was obvious we could make it into a great game.
That's cool. And Dungeon Dice, that was a Kickstarter too, correct?
Yes, it was. We just finished producing the expansion, Dungeon Dice Guilds.
Awesome. So that's this isn't your first rodeo to the Kickstarter area then?
No, it's not. I guess it would be my third big project.
That's awesome. So that's really cool. So tell us a little bit about the game, what it is, how it works, and so that people can, you know, hear what it's all about.
Sure. So the basic idea is similar to Dungeon Dice. We wanted to do an all-dice game, and that just means crazy loads of dice, and that makes it kind of difficult to make sure that the mechanics work out and, there's actually a solid strategy, an immersive game with just dice.
Yeah, so what made you want to... do tower defense with dice?
Well, Ren, you have a comment on that?
Oh, well, for a while we had wanted to kind of just translate a tower defense game because we'd all really like the computer versions of tower defense games. They're all really fun. And we were trying to figure out actually a couple different ways to do it, and we found that the dice version of it actually was the funnest, and it seemed to work the best.
It did. Well, it makes sense too, because in a tower defense game, you have hordes and hordes of things coming at you, and what better way to represent that than rolling a ton of dice?
Yes, and it's great for diceaholics.
There you go.
You put dice in a game, and it's extremely attractive. Actually, I think it's funny because when I didn't want to do another all-dice game, I thought, oh, people will think that's all that Potluck Games does. And the one I designed had miniatures in it. And after we started testing Ren's, I'm like, oh, shoot, looks like we're doing an all-dice game again.
That's okay. Could be your thing, you know. Let's do dice stuff.
Well, it was clearly the best plan, I thought it was funny because I was trying to avoid just falling into that mold. But yeah, I think it's something we can do well.
Well, and obviously because as of today, when we're recording the show, you guys still have 13 days left to go on your Kickstarter, and you guys are well funded already. You're over 200%. So you guys are doing pretty awesome. I mean, you're reaching your stretch goals, and there's 1,000 people out there that are obviously want to get behind this game. So obviously you guys are creating great material, and I'm sure a lot of people that are probably Dungeon Dice fans are probably a lot of your backers as well. So
yeah, actually, I think about 750 of the over 900 backers we have backed the first day because they had Dungeon Dice, and they know what kind of quality to expect from us.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. It's you'd be like, hey guys, here's another awesome dice game. And they're like, I love your first one. I imagine I'll like your second one too. So,
yes.
So can't really complain about that. So what are some, I mean, you guys are reaching your stretch goals. Are there any, is there anything new and exciting coming up that within your stretch goals that you're hoping to get to?
Oh, every time I create a die, I want to make sure it gets into the game. So yeah, I want to hit as many stretch goals as possible, but you know, we can only make so many dice with the funding we have.
Definitely. So are you guys planning on attending any of the conferences like soon? Like there's GDC coming up. Are you guys going to be taking any of your games there to show them off?
I actually don't have anything planned right now. There was one conference that I wanted to do in March, but I'll be shipping guilds out, and that's like 2,000 packages, and I just can't schedule something until I'm sure that I have time to do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, that takes time and effort. Definitely, like, I mean, Kickstarters are crazy because you have to do, you guys are a small team and you kind of have to like do everything.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
So is there someone that are there any of the computer games that you guys are talking about that you drew inspiration from to be able to create a epic dice tower defense?
Well, I can definitely think of some. I'm curious what Ren had in his influences.
I wasn't really like particularly thinking of one in particular, just the kind of genre of the lane tower defense games, like the system. Like I remember at the time, I think Mason was playing one, and I thought it would be a fun idea to try and mess with something like that. I don't remember which one he was actually playing, but I remember back in my days when I used to play them like all the time.
I really like this isn't your classic tower defense, but I really like the Epic War series. And one of the units in there is just a little kind of gremlin holding a gigantic bomb. And we just introduced something similar into our Kickstarter.
Yeah, I saw that. So that's fun. But I mean, tower defense is a very popular genre right now. And, I mean, it's, and obviously there are people that that feel the same way of converting it into a board game. And so I commend you for your creativity on that and being able to branch the way between video games and board games with the tower defense. That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Thank you.
I've always been a tower defense fan.
Yeah, me too.
So you guys are funded. We've already talked about that, and that's great. So when do you hope to have the game out to the backers and to the public after the Kickstarter ends?
So I hope we can get it done within, under a year. But the complication is I want to use a dice manufacturer that I trust, and we've gotten good feedback on their quality. And the one that we've used in the past has been very slow. So we've got things set up so our production can go much faster this time. I've set a delivery date way in the future as kind of a worst-case scenario, which honestly I think is hurting us a little bit. I think if I went the route of other Kickstarters and said we'd get it done in 6 months, we'd probably get more backers. But but the delivery date I have is certainly more than enough to get it to everybody.
Yeah, definitely. So whose idea was it to create the video that you guys have on your Kickstarter? I thought that was very fun and clever.
Okay, so we actually had a family talent show over Christmas break. And I had someone in my family that made a book for kind of a joke talent. And I hadn't had a great idea for the video yet. And so I asked them how they did it, how they put it together so quickly, and copied their idea, basically.
No, I loved it. It was, you know, it was like telling a little kid's, you know, fantasy story about your game and everything. It was it was really fun.
I think it's funny. So in the book, I make fun of how every tower defense game is the same and has fire towers and ice towers and
it's kind of true, though.
We ended up putting those into the game.
But, you know, you might as you stick with familiarity, right?
Yeah, it's different enough. You know, I think it's discouraging when someone says they've got a new tower defense game out and you check it out and there's just nothing new.
Yeah.
But this is new because it's DICE.
Yeah, it's DICE. It's a board game. I mean, it's not, you don't have to plug anything in to be able to play.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I love this concept, guys. And you guys are, you know, on the right track, and you guys are doing awesome. So congratulations to your successfully funded Kickstarter.
Thank you.
So do you have any future plans for other dice games in the future?
Yes. I don't think I want to say what, because...
that's okay. But people now know that you have plans for more, so that's good.
We do, yeah. We've got at least one other good one we're working on. I think I'll leave it at that. I like it to be a surprise when I announce a Kickstarter.
Definitely. Well, if you're kickstarting that, we'll just have to have you come on the show again to talk about that game.
We might
as
have
well.
To do that.
So Sam, Ren, thanks for coming on the show today. Thanks for, you know, letting people know about your awesome game, and tell them where they can find out more about the game and maybe more about Potluck Games.
Sure. The game is still live on Kickstarter right now. It's called Epic Dice Tower Defense. And you can check out our other game, Dungeon Dice, at potluckgames.com.
Simple as that. You guys guys on social media and all that as well?
No, I'm I'm not very good at that. I try.
That's okay.
We've got a Facebook page. Sometimes we do contests and announcements on there, but to be honest, I don't update it that much, and I don't do Twitter.
There you go. It's not for everybody, so that's okay. So, but thanks again, guys, for being on the show, and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.